Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Heather Sturt Haga and Paul G. Haga, supporting African Wildlife Foundation, working to ensure wildlife and wild lands thrive in modern Africa. Learn more at awf.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, specializing in repairing foundation damage caused by aging or settling that can lead to water in basements or structural issues. Information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Cloudy skies with a slight chance for rain during these evening hours. Drizzle in Abilene at the moment. And a little light rain in Chanute and in Emporia. It's cloudy and 65 at KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, developing a pipeline of qualified workers essential to the retention, recruitment, and sustainability of organizations of all types in Lawrence. Information at peasleytech.org.
Well, last Friday, we wrapped up our spring membership drive, the Campaign for Excellence, by raising about $311,000 from listener members. We'd like to say thanks to everyone who made a pledge or upgraded their sustaining membership in KPR. And if you meant to make a pledge but just didn't get around to it, well, you can always become a KPR listener member online. Make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org so we can continue to bring you programs like this one, All Things Considered. And thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stick around this evening for classical music with Destiny on KPR One. In the spotlight tonight, Chopin's grand piece of music, whose name escapes me right now. Also, Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. And according to Destiny, we'll listen to some music that goes meow and squeak. The Cats and Mice on the Loose tonight, evening classical from 7 to 9 with Destiny and Mermegan on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. And from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Melissa Block. Coming up, we meet a photographer who has crisscrossed the U.S. documenting Native American lives.
Morning Edition, tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, developing a pipeline of qualified workers essential to the retention, recruitment, and sustainability of organizations of all types in Lawrence. Information at peasleytech.org.
Cloudy skies for all of us, a chance for rain. A few communities have already seen some light showers, including Abilene and Chanute and Emporia. We'll have a low tonight of 48. Tomorrow afternoon, a 20% chance of rain, high of 65.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Melissa Block.
Calling it a battle for the future of the country and the soul of the Republican Party.
In this campaign for president, I stand alone in terms of my experience, my record, and leadership. From Congress to the DEA to Homeland Security, I have served our country in times of crisis.
Asa Hutchinson is one of five people formally running as a Republican alternative to Trump, while some other potential contenders have yet to join the race, including former Vice President Mike Pence and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today after a rally from Microsoft and other big tech stocks helped limit the losses. This is NPR.
This is KPR News. I'm Jay Schaefer. A group of bipartisan state lawmakers overrode a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly to enact their first anti-abortion measure of the year. The law will require doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Critics say there's little evidence that that's happening in Kansas. And they say it could interfere with palliative care for dying infants. Representative Susan Ruiz is a Democrat from Shawnee.
I have received so many emails from couples who feel that this bill is denying them the ability to stay with their infant until the infant is no longer alive, because they're going to have to be whisked away to a hospital.
Several Democrats joined Republicans in overriding the governor's veto of the so-called Born Alive bill. A bill that would have banned hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and sexual surgery for minor children will not become law in Kansas after all. As Blaise Messer reports, Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill affecting transgender children.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them. And this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messer in Topeka.
The state Senate has failed to override the governor's veto of a bill that would have made changes to mail-in ballots. Republicans wanted to require mail-in ballots to reach election officials before polls close. Wichita Democratic State Senator Olitha Faust Goodeau voted to keep the current system in place.
I think we should do all we can to make sure that everyone's vote counts.
So for now, the current law will stand. That means mail-in ballots will count if they are postmarked before Election Day and reach the county election office no more than 3 days after the election. The governor, the attorney general, and some top judicial officials are among those in line for a significant pay raise under some legislation that the governor signed. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the bill signed last Friday would also tie future compensation to the rate of pay for members of Congress. It would also give state lawmakers a path to making more money by creating a commission to evaluate legislative compensation. Under the bill, the governor's salary goes from $110,000 a year to $174,000. This is KPR News.
This is All Things Considered from
LawrenceChildrensChoir.org.
Cloudy skies for us tonight with a 20% chance of showers. A few of our communities in the KPR listening area have already had a little light rain this evening. We'll have an overnight low of 48. Tomorrow morning, partly sunny, but then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. A 20% chance of rain on Thursday, a high of 65. And then for Friday, a 40% chance of rain. Here in Lawrence, we're expecting a light shower in the next hour, 64 degrees here. Light rain falling in Abilene, where it's 63. Cloudy in Topeka, 64. Manhattan, 64. Junction City, expecting a little light rain shower in the next hour. 64 degrees in Junction. Light rain falling in Chanute, where it's 63. And the rain is falling in Emporia, where it's 62 degrees. Stick around for the classics tonight with Destiny and Mermegan on KPR 1. We'll listen to Elgar's Enigma Variations, music from Chopin, and some music that Destiny says goes meow and squeak. Cats and Mice on the Loose tonight on Evening Classical with Destiny. If you're listening on KPR 2, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock. It's 6:50.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. 91.3. KANQ Chanute. 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison. 89.9. And K25 8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Find the frequency closest to you by visiting us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies tonight across the KPR listening area. Here in Lawrence, 63 degrees. Abilene, light rain, 62. Topeka and Manhattan, cloudy and 63. Junction City, cloudy and 63. Light rain falling in Chanute, where it's 62, and in Emporia. Light rain expected for the next hour, 62 degrees in E-Town. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for showers here and there. Overnight, we'll have a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, but then mostly cloudy by afternoon time. And tomorrow afternoon brings a 20% chance of showers. We'll have a high of 65. On Friday, a 40% chance of rain. Stick around for the classics with Destiny. That's next on KPR.